Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkul Amidal Amud Aleph. We're holding on Amud Gimel Mabez by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Arava Gezula Vivesha Psula. The halacha is that if a person has a stolen or a dry Arava, so it's possible. Shal Asherav Shal Irani Dachas is Psula. These are all psulim that we mentioned really earlier in the perek. Nikdam reisha, if let's say the top of the stem of that rava is cut off, or nifritzu aleha, the way the Rush learns Bedas Rashi is that most of the leaves fell off, va'atzafzufa, which we'll see in the Gemara what a tzafzufa is, all these cases are psula. Kemusha, if it's only somewhat dry, or fishanashru miktsas aleha, only some of the leaves fell off, or vishalbal, if it's an arava that doesn't grow by a stream, it grows in a field, the halacha is that it's kshera. So Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, arve nachal. The pasuk, when it describes the arava, it says arve nachal. So we dash it from there, hagedele mela nachal. It's the type of plant that grows, type of tree that grows by the nachal. Davar acher, arve nachal, sha'ala shala mashuch kenachal. The leaves of them look like a brook, they look like a stream, they're elongated like a nachal. Tani idach arve nachal, why does the Torah say arve nachal? Or because the Torah says arve nachal, so ainli ela arve nachal. So I might think you have to dafka use aravos that grow by the nachal. Shabav shalhar minayin, how do we know that you can even be yaitze the mitzvah with aravos that grow in the field or in the mountains? Tamaloimer arve nachal mikol makoim. It says b'loshen rabim arve, so we dash them from there no matter where they grow. Abashalaimer, no, the reason why it says arve is arve shtayim is to teach us about two different mitzvahs of arava. Achas alulav, achas amikdash. One is for the mitzvah of arba minim that we've been discussing about, and one is for the mitzvah in the mikdash. There was a mitzvah to go around the mizbeach on sukkahs, to go around the mizbeach with aravas. V'rabbanan lamikdash min alahu. Where did the rabbanan know this mitzvah daraisa of arava going around the mizbeach? Where do they know this mitzvah from? Says the Gemara, hilchos gamira lahu. They learn it now from a halacha lemaish. They don't have a pasuk which teaches us about this mitzvah, but they have a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Da'am Rab Asi, Am Rab Yechanan, that Esther Netia is Arava, v'nisa chamayim halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And all these things are halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. One of them being Arava, so you see that Arava is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in Abraisa, Arve Nachal, the pasuk says Arve Nachal, we dash from there, Agadela is ala Nachal. It's the Arava that grows by the stream. Pratlet Tzavtzifa, which is coming to exclude Tzavtzifa, Hagedela Bein Aharim, which grows by the mountains, Tzavtzifa, which is something inferior, grows by the mountains, that you cannot be yaitzei the mitzvah with. Am Reb Zera said, that my krah, what's the pasuk, what's the makar, where do we know it from, that Tzavtzifa is this thing which grows by the mountains and is inferior to Arava? Because the pasuk says, Kachal Mayim Rabim Tzavtzifa Samu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, I wanted you to be like a Mayim Rabim, like the Arava, and instead you made yourself like a Tzavtzifa. So you see, Tzavtzifa is something inferior, and it's not something which grows on Mayim Rabim. Amar le Abaye asked Reb Zera, V'duma perushi ka mefarish. Maybe the pasuk's coming to be mefarish. What is the thing that grows on Mayim Rabim? That kachal Mayim Rabim umayniu tzavtzifa. Maybe tzavtzifa is a pirish of kachal Mayim Rabim. It's not something different. It's not contrasting two different things. Tzavtzifa is the pirish of the thing which grows on Mayim Rabim. Says the Gemara, kazim kein may samu. Then no, Samu then wouldn't make any sense. Clearly, Amar Rabbi Avayu, Rabbi Yehu says that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, Ani Amarti Shu Yisrael Lefanai Kekachal Mayim Rabim. I wanted you to be in front of me like the thing which is Amayim Rabim Umaynihu Arava. That's a reference to the Arava. Vehein Samu Atzman Ketzavtzifa Shebaharim. But they made themselves instead like a Tzavtzifa Shebaharim. Or says the Gemara, the way we had it just now was that the Braisa just told us that Tzavtzifa is pasul. Reb Zera brought the pasuk of Kachal Mayim Rabim. Ika demasni la lahai kra masnisa. Some say that the Braisa itself brought the pasuk. Now the Braisa itself said you can't use Tzavtzifa, and it brought this pasuk that Kachal Mayim Rabim Tzavtzifa samu, that you see Tzavtzifa is this inferior min. Maskefa Reb Zera, and on that Reb Zera asked the kasha. Reb Zera was asking on the Braisa, V'dilma prushika mefarish. Maybe the pasuk is just explaining that Kachal Mayim Rabim, my new Tzavtzafa. Tzavtzafa is a pirish of the thing which is on Mayim Rabim. And to that, the Gemara answers that Im Kain, my Samu. That Samu then wouldn't make any sense. Rather, Amr Bevayu, Amr Kadesh Baruch Hu, Kadesh Baruch Hu was telling Klai Yisrael, Ani Amarti Shu Yisrael Lefane Kekacha Mayim Rabim. I wanted Klai Yisrael to be in front of me, like the Kacha Mayim Rabim, who my new Arava, like that Rava. Vehin Samu Atzman Ketzavtzafa Shebaharim. But instead, they made themselves like a Tzavtzafa. Tanur Abanim, we learned in the Braisa. Ezu Arava Vezu Tzavtzafa. How could you tell the difference between an Arava and a Tzavtzafa? I guess besides where they grow, but how bats them? When you're looking at the two different leaves, the two different branches, how could you tell the difference? So says the Gemara, three Simanim. Arava Kana Shula Adim. An Arava has a red stem. Va'ala Shula Mashuch. And its leaves are elongated. Upiya Chalak. And its edges, the edges of the leaves are smooth. Whereas Tzavtzafa, all these three things are different. Kana Shula Lavan, it has a white stem. Va'ala Shula Agul, its leaves are round. Upiya Daima Lamagul, and the edges of the leaves are serrated like a sickle. Says the Gemara, being serrated like a sickle is a problem. Va'atanya, but we learned in a Braisa that Daima Lamagul is kosher. That even if it's serrated like a magul, the Rabbis are still kosher. Daima Lamasar, if it's serrated and it has big teeth, fine, so that's possible. But Daima Lamagul is kosher. So says the Gemara, Amr Abaye ki tanya hi b'chilfa gila. When is it true that if the Braisa says that it's allowed to be daima lamagul, that's if it's a chilfa gila, which has the other two simanim of the Arava. But the Tzavtzafa is still going to be puzzle. The chilfa gila happens to have serrated edges by the leaves, but it has the other two simanim of the Arava, and therefore it's kosher. Amr Abaye pointed out that you see from the Shaklavatari, Shema Mino, Hai Chilfagila Kosher, Lahishana. They are allowed to use Chilfagila for Aishana for the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Says the Gemara Pshita, why would I think otherwise? Says the Gemara, Ma would detain, I could have thought, Hail Vesle Shem Levi. That since it has a nickname, since it has a different name, so Lain is Kasher, so it's not Kosher for the mitzvah of Aravo, Kamash Malon, that it's still Kosher. Maybe Taka it's possible because of the fact that it has a different name. Says the Gemara, no, Arve Nachal, Amar Achmano, Mikol Malkoim. We dash it from Arve Nachal, Balash and Rabim, that it doesn't have to be Dafka, the thing that we call Narava, it could even be a Chilfa Gila. Says the Gemara, Amar Avchista, Rav Chista said, that Hani Tlas Mili Ishtani Shemayo Michichara Beis HaMikdash. Originally, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so they changed three words, three things they changed their names to. Chelfasa Arvisa and Arvisa Chelfasa. What we call Chelfasa, a Tzavtzafa, is really an Arava. What we call an Arava is really a Chelfasa, is really a Tzavtzafa. My Nafkamina, Lululav, it's Nafkamina, when you go to the Shuk, you shouldn't ask for an Arava, you should ask for a Tzavtzafa, because what we call a Tzavtzafa is really an Arava. Now, nowadays the names change back. Now we call an Arava. But in those times, if you wanted to buy an Arava for the mitzvah of Arbaminim, you had to ask for a Tzavtzafa, you had to ask for a Chelfasa. Another word that changed is Shipura Chatzai Tzarta, and Chatzai Tzarta Shipura, that name for a shofar became a trumpet, and a trumpet a shofar. My nafkamina lo shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Similar idea when looking for something to blow on Rosh Hashanah, so you should ask for a Chatzai Tzarta, because that's really a shofar. Pasurta, pasura, pasura, pasurta. Different sized tables. One is a bigger table, one's a smaller table. So they changed their names. When someone goes to the store to buy a table, you have to know what he's talking about. So it's important to know that these things changed. Amr Abaye, Abaye says, Afani Aimer, I'll add a fourth thing that changed, that Bekase Huvlila, Huvlila Bekase. Different stomachs of the animal, so they swapped names. And there's nafkamina for a needle that's found in the wall of one of the stomachs of the Beis HaKaisis. So depending on which stomach it is, one of them, if the needle makes a hole that doesn't go all the way through, the halacha is that it's not considered a treifa, and the other one, it is considered a treifa, so it's important to know which one's which. I'm a Rav Bar Yosef, Afani Aimer, I'll add a fifth one, that Bavel, Borsiv, Borsiv, Bavel. That the place that we call Bavel is really Borsiv, the place that we call Borsiv is really Bavel. And Lamai Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina to know about this name change? The Nafkamina is the Gite Nashim. The Nafkamina is because there's a halacha that when a person brings a get, Mibedina Sayam, to Eretz Yisrael, he's a shliach, to bring a get for a husband, so he has to say, Bafane Nechtam, Bafane Nechtam. But if he's coming from Bavel, he doesn't have to, so it's important to know which place is Bavel and which place is Borsiv. Oh, you're right.